The front office clearly had a role in developing the Astros' rule-breaking methods and the environment in which those methods flourished, but the trash can banging, the sign stealing's main event did originate from Cora and Beltran. So you read that today. How do you feel it today about Alex Cora and his culpability in all this?
What that it because I don't see what's changing. I don't know if I followed you here because we thought he was the ringleader.
So early on, all along, yeah. We were told by Rob Manfred's report that Alex Cora and Carlos Beltran, they were the ones who started this. They devised the system. They put it into effect. They ran the thing. They came up with the trash can stealing or the trash can banging. Then we heard last Friday that there had been a program developed by an Astros intern who would come out
right.
and establish the sign stealing codes. Jeff Luhnow, the GM, knew about it, supported it, endorsed it, and wanted it to be used. Now, yesterday we learned that, yes, that was true, but what happened on the field still really was Cora and Beltran.
Why? Again, I never thought Cora was innocent of anything anyway. Was he the ringleader, the mastermind of everything?
Do you believe that he deserves a longer punishment than A.J. Hinch and Jeff Luhnow got? Do you believe he deserves longer than 1 year?
I used to think so.
I know,
I'm thinking at this point, Major League Baseball didn't do a very good job, or they didn't give us all the information, and there's too much stuff being leaked out. So I'd be okay with the 1 year. If they were more, you know, precise and told us exactly what happened, and they said, here, this is what, you know, did you see that thing about Beltran when they came to him and they said, we got to stop it? He said, no.
Yeah, that's from this article.
Yeah, he said, no, we're not stopping. Well, if that's true, then I got to give him a little bit of a harsher penalty. But at this point, there's been so much misinformation and who exactly knew what and who started what. I do know this. I know some of the people that are involved. So I think I got to go ahead and give them all the same punishment.
Yeah, it's been interesting. Time has, we said a couple of weeks ago, time will tell just exactly what Alex Cora deserves. And I've softened the stance a little bit on it because there is so much misinformation. You know, 1 minute they're saying, oh, and, you know, I'm starting to hear everybody going, well, the reason why Renicky is interim is because they'll find out Alex Cora did nothing and they'll bring him back like they should. But it sounds to me, based on what you just said, they were still very heavily involved right from the beginning of this.
I'd give him less. I'd give him less time than Hinch and Luhnow. And here's the reason why. When police are doing an investigation, who's the bigger get to them? The drug kingpin or the drug runner? It's always the drug kingpin. And Jeff Luhnow, he knew about this. He helped develop, you know, this program was developed and he said, okay, let's use this. He fostered this environment where cheating was allowed. That guy got 1 year. As far as I'm concerned, his underlings don't deserve more than 1 year. In fact, I think they deserve less. Alex Cora,
but they implemented it.
It was being brought in from the front office developed this. The front office said, this is okay. This is how we're going to do things. And maybe Alex Cora went and expanded on it or made it more relatable or easily, you know, more easily transferable to the players. But Jeff Luhnow gets a year. Alex Cora certainly doesn't deserve more than a year. And the Astros used this in 2018, and guess what? Alex Cora wasn't there anymore in 2018. They used it beyond Cora being there. They used it beyond Beltran being there. So Hinch and Luhnow are the ones who were there for multi-years worth of cheating. If they get a year, Cora gets less than that as far as I'm concerned. And the investigation, is, as we're told, is going to turn up nothing on Boston to show that they did anything dirty. No. So you can't tell me that Cora deserves everything that they got more.
When you gave me the legalese, then I'm like, nope, then he deserves the same. Four guys rob a bank, three walk in. One's in the car. Somebody shoots somebody. Guess what? All four of you are guilty of shooting that person. So,
well,
no, don't tell me. Well,
the accessory to the crime is generally a little less
it's like
severe.
It's like you pulled the trigger yourself. You're all going down. I promise you that. No, he's going down for what he did. I'm not giving him any less, and he deserves it too. He was part of it. Look, are we gonna? If we're ranking them from 1 to 10 on where they are in culpability, he's certainly right up there.
Put him at third.
He's right up there. You're not off the hook.
But
with
I just disagree with your bank, statement. I think.
But it's not. Don't
the guy sitting in
that.
The car is not going to get the same sentence as the guy shooting the bank manager.
He may get it. They all go down. It's like they all.
They all go down, but one guy gets 10 years. The other guy gets one.
But they say in the laws that the guy sitting in the car, it's like he pulled the trigger too. People know that.
I disagree.
To me, if we're going in the ranking, it goes 1 to 4, and it goes Luhnow 1, Hinch 2, Cora 3 because he's on the coaching staff, and Beltran 4 because he's the player. But if you're going to give Luhnow 1 year and Hinch 1 year, I mean, Hinch was the manager. Hinch, he says, oh, I wasn't confident enough to stop it. You're the manager. Stop it. If you don't, if you really hate it, then fire Cora and cut right. Beltran if you but really
you had to know there could have been trouble.
But you're just punishing him for that. I'm punishing him for everything. Didn't he bring it to Boston, too?
No, because right now we haven't seen any. The investigation's going to turn up nothing on Boston. That's what we've seen. Good.
I do not believe that for a second that he didn't do that here.
That'd be great.
If the investigation turns up nothing on Boston, okay, and they didn't use this, then I'm not. So there's nothing then. And then in 2017, so he leaves the Astros after 2017. And in 2018, Luno still uses the system. Hinch still uses the system. Cora's not there anymore, and neither is Beltran. The Astros continued it. They use it for multiple years, and Cora's only a part of it for one. I'm not giving him the same. In fact, I'm giving him less.
If it helped you win a World Series, what makes you think that those guys wouldn't have implemented it where they've gone? Who would have said that Beltran wouldn't have done the same thing for the Mets? And who knows? We don't know. I kind of believe that it went on here to an extent with Boston.
And it so much complicates this issue more by the fact that they did go on to win the World Series.
And did you see the other nugget in that story that was really interesting about... They said that the Yankees... So Cora, or rather Beltran last year worked as an advisor for the Yankees. They did not say that Beltran brought this system to the Yankees. So we're not going down that road. But they said that people with the Yankees... knew how close Cora and Beltran were. They were worried about Beltran giving Yankee secrets to Cora because of how close they were. I thought that was a fascinating angle. And it makes sense, right? I'm not saying that he did it, but you could see why they'd be paranoid. They're both from Puerto Rico. They're both big fixtures in Puerto Rican baseball. They have that relationship. They both were together in Houston, and they're known to be friends. So the Yankee people were fearful of the fact that Beltran and Cora were so close. That was a small anecdote in there, but it was fascinating.
It's a little bit like a lot of football teams that'll trade for a guy who's been on a team that they know they're going to play in the playoffs in week 12 or whatever. I mean, the Patriots are famous for doing that.
Chris in Plattsburgh, Arnie's wrong. The guy in the car gets the accessory to murder.
Right.
The murderer gets the murder one. You're still getting charged with the murder, my friend. You're still getting away for a long time. Arnie, call Stacy Adamski. And clear up your bank scenario. That's Peter from Plattsburgh. First time texter, in the same as Bounty Gate, the players should be held accountable. Yeah, I we're kind of letting the players off the hook on this. I really believe that.
But just an aside, Brady, are you saying that the Red Sox are going to get off scot-free on all this? And I don't care about the money. You could charge them $1 billion for all I care. But the draft pick situation... They're in?
I don't know, but right now, Tom Caron has said right now that nothing appears to be coming from this. The players have come out and said that nothing happened, and Rafael Devers, you know, was a 22-year-old. I don't know why he would come out and say something if he didn't really 100% believe it. J.D. Martinez has come out and said it. You're starting to, Lou Maloney said the investigation's turning up nothing. So if the investigation's turning up nothing in Boston, then Cora is more innocent than we thought.
So let me just get this right. The Red Sox went to Cora and said, we're going to fire you. And Cora said, yes, go ahead and fire me, even though I've done nothing wrong. I'm going to walk away from my job. That's what I'm supposed to understand about this whole thing.
No, but we talked about this on Monday. Doesn't it seem strange that Alex Cora has not said one word to anybody about his culpability and all this, especially if he's innocent? Sorry, but if people are just hammering me and hanging me out to dry across the world media-wise, I'm going to say something if I'm not guilty.
Yeah, no, I agree with you there. That's the one thing I can't wrap my head around here is why Alex Cora is not defending himself.
All right. 2 hours are in the books. The Power Hour is coming up next. Brady will tell you what's trending. Then we'll get you ready for Buster Olney, our ESPN MLB insider. All that coming up. You're in the huddle. 101.3 The Game.